Here's a thought about Paul Strand. Paul Strand has been one of my favorite photographers for as long as I've been in photography. Matter of fact, three of his books are in my top 10 all-time favorite list. Time in New England, that was published in 1950. Un Paese, which is his work from Italy, published in 1955. And Terre Moraine, his work from the Outer Hebrides, published in 1962. He's done some other books, but these three are just outstanding. And I review them on a fairly regular basis. Matter of fact, when I had to make selections about what books I was going to take with me on my travel adventure in the trailer, having limited capabilities, I brought with me Un Paese and Terre Moraine, and was wishing I had brought Time in New England, so I found one in a used bookstore and bought it. Somehow, this came up in conversation with a friend of mine about what books I had taken, and he asked a relatively simple question. What is it about Paul Strand that you find so interesting, so compelling, that he would rate that high on your favorite photographer's list? I had to think about that, because my initial reaction to Paul Strand's work was very gut level. I didn't have an intellectual response to his work. I just fell in love with it. And when asked the question and I had to think about it more deeply, I came to the realization that the thing I love about Paul Strand is that his work covers so many different genres simultaneously. Each of his books is a mixture of portraits and architecture and lifestyle and landscape and nature, all in the same project. By contrast, compare Paul Strand to a number of other photographers who are equally famous, equally well-respected. Take Richard Avedon. He's a master portrait photographer, and all the books of his that I'm familiar with are all about portraiture, and that's about it. Then Ansel Adams. All of his books, well, almost all of his books, are about the landscape. Another of my favorite photographers, David Plowden, is often about lifestyle or architecture. He does a great job of capturing Americana, but he does so primarily through things rather than people. And there are lots and lots of examples of photographers who specialize in nature, whether it's trees or oceans or rivers or the night sky. Nature is a wonderful thing to photograph, but I've come to realize that I tend to prefer projects that are a little more diversified than just one subject matter, and Paul Strand does that so incredibly well. He's not the household name that someone like Ansel Adams or even Edward Weston is, but I think he's an incredibly important person in the history of photography, and if you're not familiar with the work of Paul Strand, I would definitely recommend that you take some time to look up Paul Strand's work, maybe even find some of his books, and learn from him. Because as one of the great masters of photography, there is so much to see in his work. Even though it's now 70, 80 years old in the history of photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.